Hi, this is Urania, the ninth and best muse of astronomy. I also consult on other projects, such as coordinating nail color with your hair. You know, since our narrator got burnt out yet again, and his planetarium station combo got kicked out of playing music, something had to give. We muses took to dirty limericks and now half of us are touring comedy clubs. I've called Rent a Muse today and they are sending over some new best tonight, since we must have a quorum. You know. Now you just heard from Liam. There's also William, Jackie, and Elliot. They are horrid little digital molecules who used to play so-called music like disco and punk. It was awful. Now they need new ideas. I'm exhausted from explaining all this. The narrator makes me do it every time he collapses and goes off to some state that starts with I. Is that your real nail color, by the way? What's that erato? Yes, I know Fred Nitschke, as Gare would say, although nobody can pronounce that last name, not even we cranky goddesses. Dante put Fred's ghost in the first circle of hell. That's actually where most of the fun guys are. No, I don't myself hang out in the first circle of hell. Well, at least not in the last couple weeks. Ha, I can't believe Gare believed that story about we muses reading his mind. I mean, I like a little light reading, but Gare's mind takes light to a whole new level. Actually, I cornered him to dump a bucket of water on his head. No, wait, that was 2 days ago with Glenda. I cornered him today to congratulate him on completing his first dumb little, I mean brilliantly summarized little Kindle ebooky. I hope that doesn't rhyme with spooky. Here's the about this book blurb our narrator blurted out for that feature on Kindle. Here goes. Aphrodite's love slave did all right, lol. Home planetariums are both a niche with no name and a niche with so many names, it may well be invisible. Yet there are a dedicated few enthusiasts that build and operate planetariums, star theaters, and related equipment at home, in their backyards, or wherever space can be found. In this opening salvo into this strange hobby, we take a look at the world's first organized group of home planetarians, the Home Planetarium Association. Next, we examine a few of the overriding philosophies such a group follows, leading to a kind of manifesto of a belief system that would marry the best of the analog days gone by with a digital wave that seems here to stay. Finally, the famous DIY aspect of the hobby is addressed in an easy-to-follow format that outlines just a few choices that can be made to get started. Come with me now on this journey. Gare, what are you doing here? I was just finishing up after today's staff meeting in the coal bin. It was a very short meeting, since I was the only one here. I won every vote, you know, 1-0. Come in. I know what you want, I've known for some time. Maybe it's time you come and get it, you know, Gare? You know where the sugar is. Take what you want. Just be gentle now, Gare. Those powder donuts in the bag can be very messy. Gare, don't I even get a thanks for saving you some? Gare, you startled me when you climbed in through the window like that, and I don't buy that you were only washing it story. Besides, everybody knows the Tin Man can hear has no windows, so try again maybe. I heard about your leak of the first book manuscript, how unfortunate. No, I have no idea who has it now. Now Gare, on page 38 I noticed you could have used my muse name Urania, but you chose not to. Care to explain? I mean, that's what I heard. Care for some more sugar? No, I don't have any eclairs though, you know. Gare, have you concluded your little cover shoot? Are you on the cover of the Rolling Stone like last time? I hate that song and you know you do too. Gare, I want more than just the conclusion of your book too, you know. Here is my list of demands, I keep it here in my robe somewhere. I may have to disrobe a moment, would you mind that? You're impossible to butter up, Gare, you know that, don't you? Here it is, I want my picture on the back cover. Here's my proposed scenario, the stars are suing humanity, and I am their lawyer. F. Lee Urini. What do you think? I'm just trying to spice things up. This is a dull movie so far, you know. Ha, I've had my way with Gare. It's not what you think, though, all you dirty little folks. I merely intercepted him as he was leaving the coop earlier tonight. He was babbling something about nightlights, but I wasn't about to ask. I caught him at the perfect time. He was tired and cranky and would agree to anything, so he agreed to let me narrate his entire second book. After he granted me permission, I thanked him profusely, and then I let him out of his office. Hey, a muse has to do what a muse has to do, you know? In return, I'll be staying up all night writing the middle part of his little paperback. It's the least I can do. Now I also must take that selfie for the back cover. No dumb cardboard stars on sticks, though, for this muse. I'm a writer now, see. Ciao, darlings. Hello, this is Miss Star, and if the narrator or that what's his name, Tacky Jacket Man refers to me as a stripper one more time. I of course am Urania, but have recently taken on a pseudonym. A pen name. Oddly, Richard Starkey used Ringo Starr as his stage name, and as far as I know never took his clothes off in public. Gare was right that it is a stage name, however. But when I told Gare that me and my sister Muses would be going unclad for Halloween and the Derelict Dome series, he almost passed out. He apparently confused unclad with unrobed, you know, silly narrator. It's we Muses' natural state, though. You can only hear me because of this voice called Amy. Do you think we whisper ideas in people's ears while sitting on their shoulders like a parrot in some pirate movie? So we will be invisible for Halloween. Are there not ghosts anyway in a derelict dome? What could happen?
Fellow muses, I need to first tamp down these wild rumors of me and the narrator you know. Well, maybe some of you don't, it's been thousands of years, hasn't it? They are just rumors. I couldn't shack up, you know, with someone who snores that bad like the narrator. What, Polly, how do I even know he snores? That's not why we're here today. Is it? Today, we can have a laugh since I fooled Gare. There is no Alexandra Zampara, the fact she spoke with a Greek accent should have tipped everyone off that it was me impersonating an 18-year-old student at some university I made up. Had you fooled? Had you fooled? Well, I thought it was funny. Anyway, what does everyone think of the narrator's Gare brain scheme to put paper newsletters on Amazon ebooks and paperbacks? Let's all write some poems, we'll send them incognito. I'll be providing each of you with an untraceable email. Step right up, you know.